Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. The MR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflected at 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF relays, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz any takers, 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB channel 24, and HFCB channel 24 and 11 metres with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north with VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24 and HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. RAOTC November 2025 broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC Jort broadcast for Monday the 3rd of November 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This month there is another in the series of distinguished broadcasts from this, on the past, this time from March 2003. The first item was contributed by Rex Philpott, VK3EZ, later VK3YN. Rex was employed by the Victorian Forestry Commission from 1964 to 1979, rising to the rank of communications officer. He explains how he oversaw the transition from bulky, low-power valve equipment to much smaller, higher-powered solid-state transceivers. The second item was contributed by Ray, VK6PW. He describes the mixed fortunes of Japanese submarines making clandestine visits to Sydney Harbour during WW2. They were associated with surveillance aircraft, many of which were undetected. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network. The broadcast date again is Monday, November the 3rd. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you missed the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio files on the RAOTC website. And 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Myina Hamfest. Only a couple of weeks until the Myina Hamfest returns on Saturday the 15th of November 2025 at the Myina Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come along for gear sales, radio display suppliers. On site we will be selling saveloys, sausages and burgers, as well as tea and coffee and soft drinks. Come and have a friendly catch-up. There will be stands by Alara, Sota Pota, WWFF and NTARC. Entry is just $5 and there will be a lucky door prize. And yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Don't miss the return of the Myina Hamfest. Mark it in your calendar now. At 73 from Eric, VK7EV and Dave, VK7OB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. The VKFF National Get-Together in DK1 ran from the 24th to the 27th and turned out to be a fantastic weekend. There was a great turnout with plenty of guest speakers, park activations and even a hands-on session where everybody got to build a linked dipole antenna. The fun hasn't stopped yet either, with many operators still activating parks on their way home to their QDH. During the week, there was an activation in VK1 on 23 centimetres, which is quite a rare band to see activation occur on. It was great to see some activity on the higher bands, showing just what can be achieved with a bit of planning and the right gear. Just the one activation in VK7 this week with Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN and Peter, VK7ZPE, heading up to Ben Lomond National Park. The park sits about 50 kilometres southeast of Launceston and spans around 18,000 hectares. So far there have been 19 recorded activations from Ben Lomond, with a total of 399 QSOs logged. If you'd like to see some photos from the activation, check out Al's post on the VKFF Facebook page. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. Another busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7s AX, ZAB, EV, OO, ZCF, ZGK and TW, all sharing 40 photos. The main themes were the Netherlands, an electric tram, a hot air balloon, a bell ringer's trailer, a mobile drinks bar and traditional clog making. Displays from the WIA centenary celebrations, including ATV, SSTV and military radios. The Churchill Ward Rooms at the Imperial War Museum in London. An RF converter to enable watching amateur TV broadcast on a domestic TV. This project featured at the last Intact Wednesday Clubroom Night. Other highlights were a lonely looking dog and a messed up cat, a tiny spider on a finger and a spider beam antenna, a ship in a bottle from Scotland and how to get it out, an industrial strike for a better pay deal and children realising the irony of those setting the rules, and a smiley-faced radio. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's in exchange photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30pm and 11:30pm. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30am till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. The first item is a quick update on NTARC being requested to provide safety communications and rider tracking at an equine endurance ride held at Springfield last weekend. Springfield is a new location for us and is located on the sidling side of Scottsdale. The communications trailer was delivered Wednesday morning and temporarily set up in a spare hay paddock as the main grounds needed mowing. As this was a new track layout, ride base and all the checkpoints had to be located and tested for voice communications. Unfortunately, that was the day a storm hit the area and made everything that much wetter to do, but as they say, it's only water. We returned Friday and were able to relocate the communications trailer to the new area, which was now freshly mown and available. No electronic tracking was employed, so everything relied on 2-metre voice communications. All the contingent had returned or arrived for the first time by 6 a.m. Saturday morning and headed out to the checkpoints for the start of the 80km 7 event at 7 a.m. Ride base was manned by Andre VK7ZAB with VK7ZRIR, Stefan ZSB and Pete from the Ulverston Radio Operators Club operating the checkpoints. The weather was indeed good to us, with no rain and only a very gentle breeze. Unfortunately, the sun only penetrated down to the floor of the tree plantation occasionally, but it did bring with it a delicious warmth. Operationally, the day went smoothly without any horse or rider mishaps. Thanks to all for the assistance given. Last club night, technical night, Colin VK7ZCF brought in a project kit from his younger days. In Colin's words, it was one of my first projects in the amateur radio hobby. It was based on an article in Electronics Australia, January 1972, of an RF converter design described by Ian McKenzie, VK2ZIM, in the monthly newsletter published by the VHF and TV Group, WA New South Wales Division. An RF receiving converter for the 432 MHz amateur television, the ATV transmission band, with an output that was ideal for use with a normal, at the time, analogue TV, with a 4x3 aspect ratio receiver. Colin didn't purchase or assemble his unit until about 10 years later. The converter consists of two RF amplifier stages, a mixer stage and a free-running local oscillator, all using BF180 bipolar transistors. This design and kit was very popular as there was no cheap ATV equipment on the market at the time. If you needed something, then you had to build it. Colin should be very proud of the construction and workmanship, as it certainly has withstood the test of time and explains why his construction projects nowadays are so precise. However, the beautifully shiny tin plate RF sections that you once soldered together certainly have tarnished over the years. Ha ha, hoi hoi. Colin built this kit into a timber enclosure. One wonders if 45 years ago he could have conceived of printing an enclosure from a plastic filament like he routinely does now. I know I'm always asking for items for the broadcast, but sometimes what I receive should not have had cause to be written in the first place. And I quote, "Northern Repeater inappropriate behaviour seems to have surfaced again. We would like to see this cease and desist immediately. As you must realise, this contravenes the Licence Conditions Determination Act for repeater usage." End quote. Thank you to Al for bringing some non-club member repeater conduct to our attention. Remember, access to any amateur repeater should be considered a privilege and not a right. On a lighter note, it may seem early, but the end of the year NTARC Christmas dinner is getting closer and has now been locked in. It will be on Thursday the 4th of December. As we have received a number of requests, we are trialling a change from the usual Wednesday to a Thursday evening, as this may be more manageable for members. Due to popular requests, it will be again held at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. Check your calendar. If you are free and wish to attend, now is the time to mark the date. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website and the blogs for this broadcast and NTARC blogs. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 12th of November, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Tassieham Econ 2026. We have commenced the planning for the November 2026 Tassieham Econ conference and are looking for motivated, positive and future-focused individuals who are interested in helping us form up the main theme and possible presentations program for our November 2026 event. If you think you fit the bill, then email vk7tw@wia.org.au and we will be in touch. Please note, we will also be calling for volunteers to help with the running of the conference early in 2026. 73, that's the Tassieham Econ organisers. Microwave News, 10 years of the 23-centimetre QSO party. On the 7th of December, we reach a VK7 microwave milestone with the 10th anniversary of the 23-centimetre QSO party. We are trying to get as many stations as possible on to celebrate this milestone with hopefully record numbers. It is proposed that we write up an item for AR to record the history of the QSO party and the results of the 7th of December event. The QSO party is conducted at 10 a.m. each Sunday and after the broadcast on 1296.15 MHz using FM, with one group in the Greater Hobart area and a second group in the Greater Launceston area. After this Hobart to Launceston contacts take place, 1296.2 MHz, using the digital mode Q6560B. Hobart stations first record and first period, and Launceston stations the second. A brief history. Nearly 10 years ago, a few Hobart stations started dusting off rigs and pointing quirky 23-centimetre homebrew antennas towards Mount Wellington, just to see what might happen. At a reached barbecue between sausages and signal reports, someone tossed out a simple idea: run a 23-centimetre QSO party straight after the Sunday broadcast. Use it to test coverage, compare notes, and nudge everyone to lift their game on antennas and systems. Challenge accepted. On Sunday the 6th of December 2015, Murray VK7ZMS hauled gear up to Kunami Mount Wellington and took the helm as the first control station. 3 days later at the DATV night on the 9th of December, the debrief was clear. It worked, it was fun, and it deserved to keep going. The plan formed: aim beams at the mountain each Sunday and make it a habit. Stations with 23-centimetre gear dragged it out of cupboards, warmed it up and joined the net. That inaugural report reads like a roll call of early adopters. VK7ZMS, VK7MO, VK7BEN, VK7KAJ, VK7ZL, VK7OO, with a surprise cameo from the north, VK7JG. Receive only at first were VK7TW and VK7HRS. By the very next week, there were 9 stations up, plus a new voice, Danny VK7HDM. The only hiccup? Our control op, Murray, was off on essential duties. His daughter's birthday took priority. Quite right, too. Fast forward to today, and the little post-broadcast experiment has grown into a community with about 15 stations operating each Sunday. We now count 47 23-centimetre capable operators in the south, with more in the north. The QSO party has mapped paths, sparked antenna builds, and quietly raised the bar for what's possible on 23 centimetres in VK7. Now that's 73 from Rex VK7MO. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. Last Wednesday night we started with a presentation from Rex VK7MO, who took us on a historical presentation on the French Metox company, who produced radar detectors during World War II, and then met on meteorological equipment that was used in Australia and down south at Davies Station. We then had Richard VK7ZBX in the studio with his quadrifilla helix antenna that was 3D printed by Ken VK7KRJ. Justin VK7TW then moved to a 1984 article about Coin Ridge in AR Action magazine and gave an update on those Pico balloons. We then had a blast from the past with some interesting transmitting valves, including the Philips TC1-75 triode, EMAC4-400A power tetrode, RCA4-250 tetrode, and an EMAC5CX1500 power beam pentode. We finished the night with a space weather report and future training and events. We do have a fortnight break, and we'll see you back in the studio on the 19th of November 2025. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. November presentation night. Perspectives on Australian Broadcast Radio. This Wednesday night we have Phil Tyson from the South Preservation Association of Tasmania, that's SPAT, giving us a visual and audio presentation on the history of commercial broadcast radio. This presentation was originally put together for the Alara meet back in November 2023 and was a fantastic insight into early commercial broadcast radio with a focus on the women involved. There were so many great comments about the presentation that we have managed to get Phil back to give us an updated presentation. Please note this presentation will be only presented in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on Wednesday the 5th of November 2025 from 7:30pm and will not be streamed or recorded. See you there, the Reached Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. November Forum Night. Forum Night, EMR Quiz Night. Following the hit September session with Phil, VK2ASD, and Justin, VK7TW, on how to assess electromagnet radiation, that's EMR, safely from your transmitting antennas, it's time to put your knowledge to the test. Think you know your exclusion zones from your field strengths? Can you decode duty cycles faster than FT8? Time to break into teams, battle it out over buzzworthy EMR quiz questions, and win some great prizes. Whether you were at the September session or not, this is your chance to learn, laugh, and level up your RF safety smarts in a fun and interactive night. Quiz, learn, and win. Wednesday the 12th of September 2025 from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, on-site or online. That's from the Reached Committee. December event, Reached End of Year Sausage Sizzle and Barbecue. It's time to fire up our brand spanking new barbecue and celebrate another huge year for Reached. Join us at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms for a relaxed lunch and evening of food, laughter and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true Reached style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group, from 12 noon for lunch and early banter. WEGS, Wednesday evening group, from 6pm for the twilight feast and tall tales. Come along, grab a snag and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour and maybe a story or two from the shack. When? November the 3rd, December 2025. See you there from the Reached Committee. Reached Training and Assessment Update. Firstly, we congratulate our three candidates from last weekend who passed their foundation licence. We hope to hear you on the air soon. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Reached has you covered, with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. Key dates, standard advanced and regulation assessments. Held on alternate months, next is on the 29th of November 2025. Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on 22nd of February 2026. We have added the 2026 Training and Assessment Days, so stay updated with the full schedule on the Reached Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reached.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a much watch for beginners. Find them on the Reached YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reached is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Ridge, VK7KK. And their regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30pm AEST. Station statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30pm. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz negative offset. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz negative offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link north RAF north-south, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide Microsoft Microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, the Queen's Domain. Reist Wags, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6pm in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. Reist 6m AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Enter TestNet and TechNet session every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 12th of November from 6:30pm at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net, 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, Reist the 5th of November, Perspectives on Amateur on Australian Radio with Phil Tyson from SPAT, 7:30pm, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, live only. Reist 12 November on EMR Safety Quiz, Forum Night from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. VK7, the 15th of November, Myena Hamfest, Community Hall Myena from 10am. Wison, 15th, 16th of November, Scout Clark Trophy events at Oatlands. Reist, the 3rd of December, end of year barbecue from noon for the Wags and from 6pm for the Wigs in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, not streamed. NTARC, 4th of December, Christmas dinner at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. Reist, 7th of December, 23cm QSO party, 10th year birthday, on air from 10am. And now a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JG and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie from the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8pm on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9pm. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 and Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris VK7ZIR, wishing you 73, good DX, and a great week ahead.